Romans 112.
We're holding the Chiddush of Rav. Rav was mechadesh. Chalitza psula tzricho chizu. Chalitza psula tzricho chizu. The pshat is that if a person has is five brothers and is a yevamo that has a chalitza psula because she's a chois chalutza, chois kuka, tzricho chizur al kol ha'achim. Everyone needs to make a chalitza. So the chidush of Rav, I want to be madgish. The chidush of Rav is that an isha that has a chalitza psula is not mutar lashuk till she gets chalitza mikolo achi. And a yevama falls liibud, and she's balasa maimar, she's balasa get, chalitza is a chalitza psula. You have a lot of reasons how to have a chalitza psula. Balasa maimar, balasa get, achois kukosoi, achois chalutzosoi. And all of these kind of yevamas, if they get chalitza, Rav holds, this chalitza is not matir lashuk till all of the brothers do chalitza. When all of the brothers do chalitza to this isha, she's mutar lashuk. But because when all the brothers don't do chalitza to this isha, she's not mutar lashuk. This is b'chidush of Rav. Tzricho chalitza, tzricho chizu. This is one chidush. Shmuel is choylek on this chidush. And Shmuel holds, eino tzricho chizu. If you do chalitza psula, she's mutar. Midaf nishmachin achizu. Midaf nishmachin achizu. You don't need a chizur. So this is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds tzricho chizur, and Shmuel holds eino tzricho chizur. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That's the hell she says. This is life. Zog the Gemara, even that Shmuel holds that you don't need chizur, Shmuel has a second chidush. What is the second chidush of Shmuel? The second chidush of Shmuel is if you have two yevamas, and one of them has a chalitza psula, the chalitza psula doesn't patter the other yevama. This is maskonas ha-gemorah. The gemorah at the beginning said, "Stam chalitza ma'al yesabinen." If the same yevama could get a better chalitza from someone else, from Shimon, she can't. It's not enough to get a chalitza from Reuven. But the inami of the gemorah is mechadesh that Shmuel said a different chidush. In the first case, one yevama and five brothers, and she's balas aget, she's balas amaymar. If one of them does chalitza, it's enough. She herself got chalitza. Ain't a tzricha chizu. But if it's two yevamas, and you made chalitza to one of them, that chalitza doesn't patter the other one. Nahinu, ain't a tzricha chizu, she herself is mutar lashuk, but she doesn't patter her tzora. Why she doesn't patter her tzora? So the Gemara has fashidine, either because both of them are psulim, or because the other one is better, but this is the chidush of Shmuel. So if we mesak in the sugya, before we go to see how the Rambam paskins, we have two chidushim. We have the chidush of Rav, shetzricho chizu. Then, if you have a chalitza psula, it's not enough that one of them gets a chalitza psula. Rav holds every one of them has to give her a chalitza on them. She's not mutar lashuk. Shmuel holds she is mutar lashuk. Second chidush of Shmuel, not enechanami. Shmuel holds she is mutar lashuk. Aber zok Shmuel, if it's two yevames and you make chalitza psula to one of them, the second one is not mutar lashuk. Why chalitza ma'al yasabeina? So the second one is not mutar lashuk. These are the two chidushim. So the pashtas we mentioned already that lefi Rav, we don't know what Rav will hold in the second chidush. Efshe is maskim, efshe is not maskim. Machlekes rishonim, the Ramban holds that he's maskim. Anazon is nish maskim. But Shmuel for sure is not maskim. For the first chidush of Rav. So kum da'is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel when you have a yevama she has a chalitza psula. Lefi Rav, she's not mutar lashuk till five brothers do chalitza to her. For Shmuel, she's mutar. But when it's two yevamas and you do chalitza to one of them, then Shmuel holds that the other one is not mutar. Chalitza ma'al yasabeinen, the chalitza psula for one sister from one yevama doesn't patter the other one. And the Velt tells on the Rambam that the Rambam was mechadesh here on new shit el ha'aloche. That was in good the Rambam. There's two Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Hei. Aloche Ches, Aloche Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, The Rambam brings down the halacha from chalitza psula. And the Rambam starts. And perikei halacha tes, look, the Rambam, a ganze arichas, because be'etzem chalitza psula is not a klor zach. It's a zach that, you know, it's a one sugi in the Gemara. So look, the Rambam is saying, abe'ilo sheboi ala yovam es ha'yevomo tchile, oi achar ha'maymar, nikro be'ilo ksheiro. If the yovam does a beer ksheiro. Im kol mo maymar me'ochi vo'yget, but if it's a beer after a maymar, ben me'ochi ben betzoroso, ha'rei ze nikro be'ilo psula. If first you make a get and then you do a beer, so a beer psula. Achalitze. If loy kodmo davor acher, nikro chalitza meulo. Im kodmo yigeto imaymer, nikro chalitza pchusa. So the Rambam is madgish, what is chalitza ksheir, what is chalitza psula? Zog the Rambam, if it was a get before, it's a chalitza psula. If it was a get before, it's a beer psula. If not, it's a beer ksheir. Wazot aloch yud beis. Nechletzo achas mehem chalitza pchusa. If one of them got chalitza pchusa, hutro leinos elezah. Hutro leinos elezah. She herself is muta. Aval tzoroso asuro ad shetachlitz. If she herself got a chalitza psula, she's mutar lezah. Aval tzoroso asuro ad shetachlitz. Gam hi. Oy, ad sheyachlitzu kol ha'achim l'rishoino, shenechlitzu ha'chalitza psusa. שאין חליצו פחוסו מסלק הזיק הסיובי מן הבייס עד שתחזר על כל האחים או עד שתחליץ על כל האחד מהם. So the Rambam paskin was it. If was a חליצו פסולו, if we had a חליצו פסולו, זוג the Rambam, she herself is מותר לשוק. נחלצו אחס מהם חליצו פסולו, הוטרו להינוס על הזר. She herself is מותר לשוק. אבל צורוסו אסור. This is the הלוכה of Shmuel, what Shmuel holds, that v'chalitza psula, if you chalitz to one, you're not matter the other one. Or but she herself is muter lashuk. If you pass it that she herself is muter lashuk, this is the loike Rav. Rav holds, tzricho chizu. So zog in the Achroinim, in this Rambam state klor, that the Rambam passes that chalitza psula ain't no tzricho chizu. The Rambam says, if you make chalitza psula, hutro lashuk. She herself is muter lashuk if you did chalitza psula. Aber tzoroso, tzoroso le niftero, the tzoro is not potter, ad she tachlitz gami. So if the Rambam would only pass in the first two lines, zogim av da achroinim, the Rambam pass in aloche like Shmuel. Chalitza psulo, you don't need the achim to make a chizu. Vemele, chol atzlo chalitza psulo, hutro la shuk, she herself is muter, but she doesn't potter the tzoro. Nechletza achas chalitza psulo, hutro li nosa lezar, zu she nechletza, aber tzoroso asuro. עד שתחלץ. ורמם אז ממשיך, בוט, ורמם גיבס דאמה נוזר יחתים צה. אוי שיחלצו כל האחים לא רישוינו. If all of the אחים מודו חיזור and the רישוינו, so the second one is מוטה. And רמם אז מסביר, שאין חליצו פחוס המסלק הזיק הסיוב ומבי זה, עד שתחזר על כל האחים, אוי עד שתחלץ כל האחס מהם. So the רמם אז ממציונו על אוכל. He says, he passes like Shmuel, if one of them does chalitza, it's enough. It's no din chizul that all the achim have to make chalitza. But the other ones are not potu. This is the halacha from Shmuel, that cholatz le'achris le'niftehu tzoros. Aber zog the Rambam, if the brothers made chizul on the first one, so all the tzoros are mutu. Frank the Welt, three or four kashas on the Rambam. First kasha, Frank the Welt, from the Megillah Mishnah says, Ein ihr idea le hol moi bishum suge. Es one suge rab holt chizu. Shmuel doesn't hold from it. It's another psul. Shmuel holds if you did pasul to one, it doesn't batter the other ones. Zag the Rambam, but if you did chizu, then you don't have the aloch of Shmuel. Zag the Magen Mishnah, I can't find no suge to take out such a chidush. Stop. How you mechaber these two zachen zusammen? Zag the Magen Mishnah in Perek Hei, הלוכה יוד בייס, יוד אלף יוד בייס, ואין לי יודע להול מוי בשום מוקרים. אין זך. צווית זך. The Rambam says, when the first one made chalitza, she's muter לשוק. But the tzoros are not muter. But if the other brothers do chizu, the tzoros are also muter. If she's muter לשוק, how the other brothers could do chizu? How the other brothers could do chizu? She's muter לשוק. It's a nishkin chalitza. She's muter לשוק, she's not a yevama anymore. The Ram, she herself is Mutter Lashuv. So the Chalitza was spoiled. It was not matter, no one else, if the Rav, she's not Mutter Lashuv. So when the brothers does Chalitza, a two Zayf clap in its own. But we're going now, the Rambam Paskins, came and Shenech Letzoachas, Hutro Lashuk. So if you make Chalitza, she's Mutter Lashuk. So if she's Mutter Lashuk, so the Rambam, yeah, but the Tzor is also, it doesn't help Chalitza Pesula to the Tzor. But, so the Rambam, if you will do Chalitza to all of them, if you do Chalitza to all of them will do Chalitza, the Tzor will be Mutter. That's the Shverkat. It's one Shverkat. The second Shverkat is, the Rambam in Perek Zayin brings down our Sugye, Aloche Tes and Aloche Yud. So the Rambam, three brothers married two sisters and the first two died. So the Rambam, you can't do Yibum to the sisters because it's a Chos Kuka. So the Rambam, Shleisho Achim Nesuim Shtei Achies, V'yesh Lekol Achas V'shteim Tzoro V'meisu HaNesuim Esa Achies. ונופלו האחיוס וצורסיהם ליבום, אם חולץ לצורס נפטור, אבל אם חולץ לאחיוס, לנפטור הצורס, עד שיחלצו הצורס. זוג דרמם, while the sisters are married, so you can't make chalitzas, you can't marry them, because it's ain't a roi לביה, so it's a chalitza פסולו, so it doesn't part of the צורו, so you need to do a chalitza to the צורו. והיא רואה לי זוג דרמם, חייבי להבין דזל בזך. If one of them is a חייבי להבין, it doesn't part of the צורו, because it's chalitza פסולו. פרק דבר צווי קשס. Let the Rambam to say, but if all of the brothers do chalitza to the first one, so the tzor is mutter. We'll take a loche yud, it's easy a loche. Iroeli, shtei yevom es aboyes v'bayis echon, ve'echon asur v'chay v'lavim, im chol atzlo, lo yhutro atzoro, ad shetachu etzva tzoro. Let the Rambam to say, aval im kol o'ach im chol tzulo, b'mele, it patas the tzoro. He says the same a loche that he said in Perek Vov, in Perek Hei, that you have a chalitza psula ba'as ha'mayim ba'as ha'get. Zog the Rambam, if you cholitz to one, you don't pat to the other one. You have to cholitz to everyone. But the Rambam did gave him aloha yud beis the option that if everyone will be cholitz to the first one, it pat to the second one. He repeats the same aloha of cholitz psula in Perek Zayin, aloha tes yud, and it doesn't say this chiddush. Why doesn't it repeat the same chiddush? Ein kasha. Aber lo mefregin falondish. Sach shtalte. In Perek Zayin Aloche Yud is only one brother anyway. The Rambam is talking about one brother. Two ladies, or three brothers, the Rambam says, two died and one brother has left. Or two brothers, one died, he has two wives, one Chai V'Lavim, so the Rambam, if you do Chalitza Psula to the Chai V'Lavim, you don't patter the Tzoro. Why you don't patter the Tzoro? The Rambam said that if all of the brothers do Chalitza Psula, it patters the Tzoro. When it's only one, he's all of the brothers. Why not? 10 brothers, and you did chalitza psula to one, she's muta, but the other yevom is also. If all the 10 made chalitza to her, zog the Rambam in Perek, hey, it patters the tzor. Because if you made chizu, it patters the tzor. So here's two brothers, one dies, he has two wives. I did a chalitza psula, zog the Rambam, it doesn't patter the tzor. Frek the Goen, why it doesn't patter the tzor? If all the brothers did chizu, it does patter the tzor. Here it's kilu, all the brothers did chizu. So the Goyen in Shulchan Aruch is Oymed of them. And the Goyen says, you know what? Maybe here is a new aloche. In Perek Hei, all of the sisters, all of the Yevomas are the same psul. So if you do chalitza psula to one, it doesn't help. But if all the brothers do, so then it helps. Masha'enken by us, one of them is Chai V'Lavim, one of them is not Chai V'Lavim. So when you do chalitza to the bad one, it doesn't pat on the good one, even if all of the brothers would do chalitza. Because here is better. Well, here, in this case, one chalitza is better from the other one. Because one is chai v'lavim, one is not chai v'lavim. In this case, even if all of the brothers would do chalitza to the pasul, it will not pat on the tzor. So it's two halachas. In Perek Hei, the Rambam is talking chalitza psul astam. Zog the Rambam, it doesn't pat on the tzor, but if all of the brothers do it, avada it does pat on the tzor. We don't know why. What is the lamdas? But as zog the Rambam. And Perek Zayin, the Rambam is talking that one of them is a chalitza psul and one of them is not a chalitza psul. So when you do the bad one, it doesn't help the good one, even if all the brothers did it. As they state in Goy. So the Vel says, "Sanai aloche," that a bad one doesn't pat on the good one. But if you look in Perek Zayin aloche test, the Rambam says, and if you did chalitza to one, it doesn't pater the tzoro, k'moy shebi'arnu. The zel ba'aloche from fuyah, zelta. So the kasha is, One big kasha. The Rambam is mechadish that is machlekes Rav Shmuel. If you do chalitza psula, if all the brothers need to do it or not. Rav holds she's not mutar lashuk till everyone does chalitza. Shmuel holds she is mutar lashuk. Shmuel holds she is mutar lashuk. You don't have to have everyone to do chalitza. But afilu holds Shmuel holds when you do chalitza to one, you don't pater the other one. And the Rambam also passed that aloha of Shmuel that if you do chalitza to one, you don't pater the other one. But from this way, it's like the Rambam. That if all of them did chalitza to the first one, then it passes the other one. And the shaila is, what is the havana in that? What is the hesbah? So the Torah was developed zogt. So Nochem, Sefer, and Shul Kloli, the Maaseh the Goyen and Shulchan Aruch has meramez this Torah. And be'etzem this Torah, chutz that it's the emes la'amito in Rambam. We have it good, we'll see that all the answers on the Chavilavim what we asked yesterday is also Miyushim of them. But Be'etzem, this Lomdus is Be'etzem the Lomdus of the Sugi of Chalitz Psula. The Rambam read the Gemara like this. The Rambam as Masu the Sugi like this. The Rambam learned as the Machlekes Rav Shmuel is Rav holds Chalitza psula tzricho chizur al kol ha'achim. This is what Rav holds. Chalitza psula tzricho chizur al kol ha'achim. Why Rav holds Chalitza psula tzricho chizur al kol ha'achim? What is the avona in Rav? Rav holds Chalitza psula tzricho chizur al kol ha'achim. What is the hesmer in it? What is the lamdas in it? Chalitza psula nitzchizur? Zog the Rambam, the pshat in Rav is, like you started to say, when you have a chalitza me'al yaseh, the mokim that it's roi le'yibum, what is chalitza ma'al yaseh b'mokim that it's roi le'ibu? The pshat is, the chalitza is oymed b'mokim yibu. The chalitza is oymed b'mokim yibu. Kiilu you did yibu. So as even, why would a person does yibu, one yevama, all of, one brother does yibu, the other brothers don't come over, we also want to do yibu. One brother does yibu, she's meyubemes. What is chalitza? Kiilu yibu. But that is not in droshes. We had sugyas, shlichusayu, lo shlichusayu. This is sugyas, but it's not droshes. Now, misvara alein, we understand that when you have couple yevamis, or you have couple yevamim, and one yavam does yibum, the whole family is yaitze. You don't have to have droshes to it. It's a pashtazach. You have five brothers, one does yibum, he does it for everyone. This can droshe, it's a svara, shlichusayu. But this is his beim in the Gemara, how it works. But when one does yibum, avada, it's enough. The Rebbe is like, one does chalitza, avada it's enough. This is called man, it's yibum toiv and chalitza toiv. When it's not a yibum toiv, when it's not a chalitza toiv, when it's a chalitza psula, that chalitza cannot tuoif ki'ilu it's yibum. V'oraya, he can't do yibum. So while that chalitza is a chalitza gruo, that it's not like a yibum, the chalitza only tuzoif klapi his chalitza. Doesn't Tuoif klapi the ganze yibu? This is the reason Rav holds tzori chizu. Rashi says, Rami atarvayu, I only could take off what is misyachas to me. I can't take off what is misyachas to andre. The Rambam said they made it like a get. We're not saying so sharp. Not because they made it like a get. The Eric brother has a chelek, Rami atarvayu, and not shnei gmor and chavov on the basis. Hai chol atzlei mafke zikosoi, hai chol atzlei mafke zikosoi. Now, what I'm doing yibum, what I'm doing chalitza ma'al yaseh, so the chalitza is ke'ilu I did yibum, I took over the whole issues. When I did a chalitza psula, I didn't do it. I only took off my chalek. Omar Rav, tzricho chizu. So everyone has to take off his chalek. Kol zman not everyone takes off his chalek, v'melech is osur lashuk. L'man omar yeh zikr. L'man omar ein zikr, we said, it's not a lot of chalokim. It's only one din. So if it's one din, it's not. Shmuel holds like this. Mishnekame, b'chlar Shmuel didn't speak about it. Zog Shmuel lishne basre, zog Shmuel azay. This is the chiddush of the Rambam. Look at the Rambam words. Zog Shmuel, I'm asking with you, Rav. What you said, tzori chizur, you're right. This is the Loshon Arif later, we'll see in Parak Rabbi Gamliel. Ki ko'omar, what you said, Rav, that you need chizur, it's only to patter the tzoro. To patter herself, you don't need chizur. The words of Shmuel are going back on the words of Rav. Ki ka'oma Rav, this shtikul teire, that you need a chizur, ki ka'oma Rav tzricha chizur, to patter the tzora. to pater herself, she doesn't need chizul. We'll explain it. But the Rambam learned that this chidush is the words of Shmuel. These are the words of Shmuel, this chidush. Kiko amar Rav, what Rav was mechadish, that you need chizul, and on them the zikah didn't go off, is to pater the tzal. To pater herself, you don't need chizul. Now we'll explain. So the words where the Rambam was moitzi, the halacha from Rambam, the Rambam read the Gemara like that. Rav was mechadish, that cause when you don't do chizul, the zikah didn't go away from the whole house, only went away from me, but she herself stayed a yevama. The man you need chizul to be matter hulashuk. Omar Shmuel, kike Omar Shmuel. When Rav says his chidush, Rav says his chidush to pater the tzorah. To pater herself, she doesn't need chizul. It's made of the Rambam la'alocha. Klar? That if the brothers did chizul, the tzorah is potu. The brothers didn't do chizul, the tzorah is not potu. So the din, the Rambam was moitzi. What is the avodah? So Nochem wanted to say like this. It's chidushi. I wanted chidushi. Aber weißt du es, as you know, as a chesugis, in the Yevomis, as state this chidush. Chalitza tuz oif, tuz zach. Chalitza is matir the ish of the shuk, and chalitza takes off the zikah, the ish of Samis. And it's two separate zach. Chalitza could be matir la shuk, and chalitza takes off the zikah Samis. Amol chalitza could do one without doing the other one. Amor Chalitza could do one without doing the other one. And I will explain. What we must with this vote. As the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara had a tzad that after Chalitza, the Yevama is Asur Lashuk. Leisiya Isha Sameis Chutza? Forever. So why you have to do Chalitza? Mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to do Chalitza. But Ravina, after Chalitza, she's Gemara in Kiddushin of Yudale. It's a drosha that after Chalitza, she's Mutar Lashuk. Why? Chalitza is a mitzvah to take away the zikah. Could be you take away the zikah, but she's also a shuk. Doesn't have to be one following each other. Tesis in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, the first tesis says, you could have chalitza that will be matir ulashuk, but she will stay skuka. This is a tesis in Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And Dibur Amaschil, Ravine Omar. Voimeri, Deleinian ator ulashuk, lekule alma avi chalitza. The eight night be chalitza. Ela leinian da be chalitza psul or the maske le zika le gamne. Avad the zika stays. She's mutter la shuk, but she has a zika. It's not a spira. What is the zika in afkemine? I didn't say she's also. She's mutter la shuk, but she has zika. As the gemara in kiddushin, I don't know. I don't ask the gemara in kiddushin. The Gemara says in Kiddushin after Chalitza, she's also a shuk without a pasuk. So the Chalitza tuzoif tuzach. One zach the Chalitza tuzoif that it's matir lashuk, as Avi Aget, and it also takes off the zikah. But it doesn't have to be both. It could be one without each other, without the other one. Thus we see Klor and Teisves. Teisves says, when you make a t'nai on Chalitza, it's like Teisves, Kamilon ain't t'nai b'chalitza. So the ain't t'nai b'chalitza means that the zikah doesn't go off. Aber Rav Adish is mutter l'shuk, she made a chalitza. The Rambam learned this line. Now be masber. The Rambam learned like this. Maybe masber, make it poshet, but we'll have it klar. Rav came, and this is the chudish of Rav in Arsugia, if you read good the Gemara Chavov, this is the Nusach HaGemara. It's not Rav, when you have a chalitza psula, it's not matir the whole family. It's only matir myself. The Ramban called it like a get. We says Rashi says Rami Atarvayu and Losh Nigmore. Hi Mafka Zikrosi Vava. Everyone take care of himself. This is the estate of Chalitza Psula. Meli you need chizul because everyone can only take care of himself. He can't be matir the ganze bais. He only can be matir himself. So while he can't be matir the ganze bais, he's only matir himself. He needs chizul. On them she's osur lashuk. This is the chiddush of Rav. Five brothers, one yavama. You took off your part. Everyone has to come and take off his part. If not everyone comes and takes off his part, it doesn't help. Everyone has to come and take away his part. This is the chiddush of Rav. Shmuel holds like this. Herzachem. Legabi to be matir laisho, legabi to be matir lashuk, if one maise chalitza is done, the chalois heter is chal. It's a halacha that chalitza is a matir. Right? One good chalitza is matir. You imagine there's more brothers. One chalitza is matir. You don't need more from that. It's enough to have one chalitza. If you have one chalitza, that chalitza is matir. The other brothers have a zika. You read that the other brothers have a zika. But so what? She's mutter lashuk. In the minute there is a chalitza, that is matir lashuk, it's mutter. That Rav holds nisht hazeh. Val it a lot of brothers, calls man the zika is not mutter, but everyone has a portion, she's also lashuk. Zog Shmuel, ma pitom? You write that the zika didn't go off from the other brothers. Oda legabe heter lashuk? If it's a meister chalitza, it's matir. Why not? What? Rabbi Shmuel. Right, one chalitza is matir lashuk. That's what he said. One chalitza. I said again. But not totally the issur lashuk and zikah. Taisa says in Nun Gimel you could have heter lashuk and the zikah could stay. Rabbi Shmuel is mechadish. What was it? It's mufush in the words of Shmuel. Zog Shmuel. But to matter the other tzoros, she has a meiser chalitza. They didn't get a meiser chalitza. If you take off the zika completely from the bayis, so maybe it's ois kilos given to ayibum. The zika is niftelegamre, so it helps for the whole bayis. But Kozman, the zika was not niftelegamre min abayis. Kozman, the zika was not niftelegamre min abayis. But maybe the other ones are not muta. So these are the words of Shmuel. Rav is mechadish, and Rambam learned, and this is the glad guy, that it's not two sugas here, Rav, Shmuel, Homishkin, Shachas, anything each other. Rav is coming saying, when you have a chalitza psula, zog the Rambam, chalitza psula is only matter for me, it's not matter, the ganze bais. Kol shecholatz lo chalitza psula, lo yuta rabais. Leloshon Rambam is, lo yorad azike me abais. The zike doesn't go away from the house. Rav holds b'meile, she's also lashuk. Shmuel holds no. Kiki on my Rav, clap in the heter lashuk. So what if it stays that all the Yevomas have a zikah? But if she herself has a maisa chalitza is matir. Oh, but to two oif clap in the other ones, if everyone does chalitza, so her zikah is nifka legamre. When one isha has a chalitza gmuro, that her zikah is nifka legamre, she's matir kol abayis. Because when she didn't have a chalitza gmuro, she's not matir kol abayis. What? Because be'etzem the heter lashuk, the zikah didn't go off. What is the matter? She had a ma'aseh. No, they didn't have a ma'aseh. If we speak that the zikah went away, her zikah stayed. She didn't take away the zikah. It's a ma'aseh matter. The one that got to get igufe that she had a ma'aseh matter. She herself is muta. The other ones didn't have a ma'aseh matter. I'm saying, Reb Nochum showed that the ma'aseh it's mefurish shaloshon arif in the end of Perek of Gamliel. The reaping is now the lashon. Kik Omar Shmuel, kik Omar Rav Chalitza Psula Tzricho Chizur, haynu lehatir ha'achyes, lehatir ha'tzores. Aval I gufa dechol itzlo mutaras. So Shmuel is going with Rav. It's the same chiddush. It's the same shtikl teir of Rav. It's not two shtiklach. The chiddush of Rav and the chiddush of Shmuel is the same chiddush. That if you have one chalitza gmura, the chalitza takes off from the whole bayis. The chalitza is mesarik the zikah from the ganze bayis. If you don't have a chalitza gemura, it's not mesarik from the ganze bayis. She herself is muta. The other ones, zog the Rambam, either you make chalitza to everyone and b'meile they muta, they have a heter, or if all the brothers do chalitza to her, it's nifka and ganze. This is the first chalik in Rambam. We'll go to the second chalik. So we understand why the Rambam in Perek Hei paskins that if you have a chalitza psula, so the other ones need chalitza, or you do chalitza to the other ones, or all the brothers do to her, and the zika is nifka, and the male she becomes muta. And everything what we ask, the first kasha samiyushiv, we ask how the other brothers could do chalitza. If he doesn't hold like Rav, that you need chizur, so what helps that the other one will do chalitza? The Torah says he holds that the zika stays. He's not chalik and the ganze longness of Rav that you don't need chizur. Omar Rav, kik, Omar Shmuel, kik, Omar Rav. I hold that clapper herself, even if it's not chizu, she's muter. But be'etim she's a yevomo, past of them chizu. We ask, but she's only shaykh, she's muter lashuk. What's past of ha'maisa chalitza? The Torah says, I'm not past of ha'maisa chalitza. I'm not past of ha'maisa chalitza. What? Right. Any brother can do chalitza. Doesn't have to be dafka. Right? Everyone else can do a chalitza. Doesn't have to be dafka. What? No. Everyone gets a chalitza. Why all of them? The Rambam says all of them do to one of her, the Melech is Muta, or everyone gets a Chalitza. Look at the Rambam, the Rambam is a clue who you need. Now, Abu Azay, we'll go to the next Rambam. Zog the Rambam, Perek Zayin. Zog the Rambam in Perek Zayin Azay. Zog the Rambam, what would be if you have two brothers? We'll take the case of Chayv Elav. Two brothers, one dies, he has one wife, Chayv Elavim, and one wife, not Chayv Elavim. And he does a chalitza to the Chayv Elavim, like the Rambam, it doesn't matter the tzor, because it's a chalitza psula. So he has the kasha, the seder. But the Rambam said that if she herself got chalitza from everyone, so then there's nothing left. When there's nothing left, it does matter the tzor. Doesn't the kasha from the achoyim? How the Rambam, because the Mishnah, how the Rambam, zayin aloha yud and aloha tez paskens. That if it's two brothers and one dies, and you do a chalitza, you don't patter the tzorah. If you pash this, Shmuel holds, chalitza still never patters the tzorah. But you tell me now that if all the brothers do chalitza, and the zikr went off completely, even chalitza still patters the tzorah. This is the halacha that Rambam paskin perik A. So why the Rambam paskins in perik Vo and perik Zion, that if you have two yevamos and one dies, you have two brothers, one dies, and he has a chayv elav, and he has a tzorah, and you make a chalitza to the chayv elav, and it doesn't patter the tzorah. Why it doesn't patter the tzorah? Why it doesn't patter the tzorah? Has to patter the tzorah? Lama sheshvarka. So what we said, zog de goyen, because in the case of chayv elav, she herself is worse, and the other one is better. But we said it's an andre aloch, and the Rambam says, k'mo yishu b'yarnu. Now the Teretz is very poshut. It's the same lomdus. If the other one could have a better chalitza, so it means that the other one has more zikr. If Yibshad is, no one could have better from that, like all the cases in Perikei, that both the machalitza psula, so if one took off completely, so while she took off completely, there's nothing left, so while there's nothing left, she could be mimoitzi everyone because she had a chalitza ma'al yaseh. Oh, but Lu Yitzur, the other one could have a better chalitza, so she herself didn't have a chalitza ma'al yaseh. The man, she doesn't pop at itself. So, does the Shita Saramba be'etzer? What we have to be moitzi from Shita Saramba? And here I want this, a shenket shibot. Kum teis ozo. So, lefi the Rambam, if we make sikum ha'alochas lefi the Rambam, kum teis, the Rambam's maskona say gemore, what comes out from the sugyas, the Rambam kum teis ozo. If you have five yevomis and one yevom, and all of them are chalitza psula, what is the case all of them are chalitza psula? Lemoshul, all of them got balas a maimar. If you do maimar to one, it's kilu you did maimar to everyone with the shlichusayu. Or if you give a get to one, shlichusayu kilu you give a get to everyone. All of them are chalitza psula. Zok the Rambam. In that case, we don't lefi rav. Every brother has to make chalitza to everyone. Shlichuchizu. We don't pass me like rav. But lefi Shmuel, if you do chalitza to one, that one that you do chalitza to, she herself is mutter. The tzoras are also. But if all the brothers do chalitza, then everyone is mutter. Now, what if it's only one brother? So if he does chalitza, maybe he's matter everyone. If you have chayv elavim, one of them is a chayv elavim and the other one is not a chayv elavim, so then even if all the brothers do chalitza, it doesn't matter the tzorah. So this is the dvorim ayoitzim b'shita saramba. If you have two brothers, if you have two brothers and both of them do chalitza to chalitza psula, Zog the Rambam, one time he says it patters the tzor, and one time he says that it doesn't patter the tzor. What is the chilek? So the chilek is, in Perek Hei, when the tzor is kemoiso, so the only problem is that he holds like Rav, that the chalitza is not a faltike chalitza, because you need chizu. So then, if you, all of them make, so she's potter and gansen, she's potter and gansen, she patters the tzor. Masha'enken, in Perek Zayim, when you have a chayv elavi, so one of them is a real chalitza psula, one of them is not a real chalitza psula. So then, even if all of them do chalitza, it doesn't part of the Torah. Why doesn't part of the Torah? Ein echanami you had that everyone did a chalitza. Ein echanami that all of them did a chalitza, everyone did a maisa chalitza. But mikol makoyim, while it's a chalitza psula, and the other one can have a better chalitza, it doesn't help. So, be'etzem, the goyen is meramez the ganze zach. And kuf ayin, Sifkot Memches, Yudalet, Esvot, Zayin. The Goyen takes it one more step back. No matter, but the Goyen is Moitzi, Lefi this Rambam. The Goyen says a Pashta Cheshma. We'll see, it's a Greiser Rebach. I want to leave this Rambam to go back to the kasha that we asked in the Rambam. And to miyasha the Goyen's Yishuv of the Rambam. We asked in the Rambam, we stole the kasha of the Rambam, that Shitas HaRambam, Rashi, all the other Rishonim, but that Shita, that every Isha she'eino ra'uyo le'yibum, it's called Chalitza Psula. Those are Shitas, Loshon Rashi, Kol Isha she'imrotza le'yabim eino yochol, those say Chalitza Psula. Isha she'imrotza le'yabim eino yochol le'yabim, say Chalitza Psula. And the Rambam learns not only Isha she'eino ra'uyo le'yabim, even Chayvelavim, even Mazrigushosa, with other kashas that we ask, Im Eino Yochel Liyabem, it's called the Chalitza Psula. That's the Shitas HaRambam. Kol She'eino Yochel Liyabem, it's called the Chalitza Psula. And as they pass in the Rambam, Perek Zayin, Aloch Yud, Im Echad Mehem Chayvelavim, Yidu Chalitza, it doesn't matter the Tzor. Nish Ale Amaskim, Teis Yisolt Mapitom, Chalitza Psula is only a Yisha that Huzika Yishvach, Nish Kim Chayvelavim. The Maharam Mipano in Tshuva says that Rashi never met like the Rambam. But in Rambam state klor that kol isha she'eino ra'uyo le'yabem, it's called the Chalitza Psula. And the Goyen Shulchan Aruch stel the kasha. How you could say that kol isha she'eino ra'uyo le'yabem is called the Chalitza Psula? And the Rambam says a klal that Chalitza Psula doesn't patter a tzoro. Shmuel and Rav. It's the often gemara in the Afchof Amud Beis. The first couple lines of Chof Amud Beis, Hoyso achas mehem isu kdusha isu mitzvah, chol atzlo nifter atzorosa. It's a braisa. Chol atzlo nifter atzorosa. Isu mitzvah kdusha, bo leo chol atzlo nifter atzorosa. Steht klo, that it helps. We asked why Teis didn't shtol on that gemore. We said, Teis, mazri gushosu, the mafkir the mitzvah, not mafkir the mitzvah. Aber azay de goyen shuchono uchshtol the kasha. He says, Shitas HaTeisres, Chalitza Psula, it's only a sugi and arba achim, machzegu, achos isho, ma'alas ha'mayim, ma'alas ha'get, it's not neged against Yevomis. The Rambam said, no, every place in Yevomis, I have to think, if it's a Chalitza Psula, it doesn't pop on the Tzoreh. How is Sofa and Masech to Yevomis? So the Rambam is Achilu, that if all the brother does it, it does pop on the Tzoreh. And Chayvel Adim, and if the other one is not, it's even worse. So even if everyone does it, it doesn't pop on the Tzoreh. Frank the Goel, aber the Rambam is a kegel a breise. In breise steht. Mefurishim Breise. Hoyso achas mehem isur mitzvah isur kdisha. Chol atzlo nifter atzoroso. What's the pshat? How it patters the tzor? Azay frek de goyen. Zok de goyen, I want to say a teretz al Rambam. The goyen zok this. I know in the first minute was some a doichai. I'll explain after the Yuchas pshat why it's not called a doichai. Zog the Goyen, the Rambam learns that the Gemara in the Chof Amud Beis, that the Gemara says that if you cholatz lechay velavim, you patter the Tzora, we're talking in a case that the Tzora is also a chay velavim. So both of them are chalitza psula. We said in the Rambam that when both of them are chalitza psula, and there's only one brother, the Rambam holds, or all the brothers do chalitza, it does patter the Tzora. So the Gemara in the Chof Amud Beis is talking that is too, that Isha and the Tzora are Chai Velavim. Right? The case of the Braise, not the case of the Mishnah, the case of the Braise. For state in Braise, Chol Atzlo Nifter Otzoroso, we're talking that she's a Chai Velavim, the Tzora is a Chai Velavim, and of them state in Braise, that if you did Chalitza to her, you patter the Tzora. Why? Because the Rambam holds, we said, that when all the brothers do Chalitza Psulo, it does patter. We ask the Kasha, so why in Perek Zayin Aloch Yud, the Rambam says it's Chayvelavim, it doesn't patter? He said, if she's Chayvelavim, and the Tzora is not Chayvelavim, so then Ein Echenami. Then Ein Echenami. But if the Tzora is a Chayvelavim, so it's a Chalitza Psula, and we said, the Rambam says, when everyone does Chizur, so Keilu she herself is already out, so she does patter the Tzora. And when his one brother, so when he himself does Chalitza, we made it out, and it does patter the Tzora. That's the Rambam. Melezak de Goyen, I have a teretz on the Gemara. So I'm asking, yeah, I think something going to Shulchan Aruch. So when everyone hears this teretz on the Goyen, I'm not going to pshat. It's so doichat. It's chavad nish to pshat the Braise. Chavad nish to pshat the Braise. The Braise says, hoi to achas mehem chai velavim, chol atzlo nifta o tzoroso. Means that the tzor is also chai velavim. It's a doichat she'en kedu Gemosa. So first stop. Avadu that could be that the Gemara and the Chof didn't think to learn like this pshat. Aval the Gemara in the Dafchof didn't have to learn like this pshat, because in the Dafchof we didn't know Shmuel yet. But the Rambam means, I Shmuel, how Shmuel and Aloche will manage to be mistadar with the Braise. The Torah says he will arrange the Braise b'chaygav. But it's more from that. We mentioned the Kasha, we never had time to go to the Torahs, but we mentioned the Kasha from the Keren Oiro and the Dafchof Amud Beis. In Chof Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Chai Velavin, Lamaskoli, you're not allowed to do Yibum, Gzeiro Bi'er Rishayna Otu Bi'er Shmir. And the Shaila is, why the Braisa has to come to Gzeiro Bi'er Rishayna Otu Bi'er Shmir? If we're talking that it's a Tzoro, it's Efshar Lekayim Be'in Yanacha. It's time, it's Ein Esa Deicha Leisese, but you're allowed to marry the Tzoro? You act, Lamaskoli, they made a Gzeiro, so it's not Nogea. But why you have to come to the case of Gzeira Bi'er Rishayna Otu Bi'er Shmir? If the case of the Braisa is that it's a Tzoro, Frek the Keren Oiro, so why the Gemara Bichlal has to ask the Kasha? The Gemara asks the Kasha, why you can't do Yibum? What do you mean? Lesi Ese Velitche Loise Se? What is the Kasha? It's not Efshar Bi'in Yanacha? As they Frek the Keren Oiro. It's Efshar Bi'in Yanacha? You could marry the Tzoro. And we said, Shalif, every Yibum is a different mitzvah or not. Lefi the Goyal is very poshut. The Tzor is also Chai Velavim. Fakert. Those are the terms of the Keren Oiro's Gashe. So it's Shnishka Azad Doicha. I'm saying, we have only two reasons to mind me the Braise as Miret, as the Tzor of the Chai Velavim Eire. It's not a Doicha. I'm saying, I'm asking, Aval Bus Nish the Pashtus. The Keren Oiro Nish Gila Adazay. But the Gemara says, Biyotzer halitzos of the tzoros. Frank the Gemara, why lace esef nichol esef? Why you can't marry her bichlal? The Torah says, "See the tzor." If it's a tzor, it's no heter. The Torah says, "I'll call the tzor as a chayv elavim." Because if the tzor is not a chayv elavim, so even if you do yibum, it doesn't help. So, man, it's not stam. The Gemara says that the Rambam will be maimit b'chayv gavne. The Rambam will be maimit b'chayv gavne as miret as sidah tzor. So again, avad etz chidush, avad etz chidush. But I'm saying, the Goyen says it's only gishmak if we take is saying that if we say lemoshel ander eteretz, we don't know what is the ander eteretz, but we will say that in Perek Zayin the Rambam holds that when all the brothers do chizur it helps, but when it's one brother and he does chalitza, then it's not called chizur. When it's five, it helps to the tzor. Some was nishken lamber. It was a chmeslish. Perek Zayin stated if all the brothers do chalitza, it patters the tzor. Perek Zayin is only one brother. One chalitza doesn't pater the tzor. It's no longer, isn't it? This is the kasha we're asking. It's only one brother, so it's kilu, everyone did chizur. It's a kasha. So if you will not answer such a chiluk, we'll say, five brothers do, two chalitzas is shtarka. So then we can answer, because the Gemara there was no two brothers. Or if we'll answer, chavilavim is different. The Rambam no gizog this in balasaget, and this is the reason Perek Zayin is different kind of yivomis. So then you don't have a teretz. And we're going, the Goyen himself, in Kuf Ayin, Ois mem ches, and before that, Ois yudalit tesvov tesayin, he says, this is the kriteria of the Rambam. That the Rambam learns that Avade, Chlitza Psula, Rav holds, everyone needs, Shmuel holds, she herself is muter, or Berchklapi the Tzores, the Zika blight. But if everyone did, so the Zika went off, and if a melee had parted the Tzora. And if it's only one, it's kilo everyone did. I Perek Zayin, the Rambam, Sheik Nishtazay, the Perek Zayin, we're talking that one of them is a better chalitza, one of them is a shvacher chalitza. When one of them is better, one of them is shvach. So if you did the shvacher one, so you didn't fulfill the ganze chalitza, the melee then it doesn't part of the Tzora. Those are the tzors of the Shmaise, Meshitas HaRambam. There's another Rambam, that we saw in Perek Hey Alochi Yud Aleph is the Zol Bezach. In Perek Hey Alochi Yud Aleph, we see the Zol Bezach in the Rambam. Yevomis Rabois, Abois Mibai Sechot. Kevon Shinibo Lo Achas Mem Bi Lo Ksheiro, O Nichle Tzochalitze Meulo Hutru Akoil. Vim Niva Lo Achas Mem Bi Lo Psulo, O Nosan Lo Maimar Posul, Nesru Kulom Le Yibu, Vetzricho Getzu Shinibo Lo. וצריחו חליצו כל אחס מהם להתירו לזר. The Rambam said, what happens if you had a be'ilo psulo? Or you made a maima, so everyone became osur leibu. צריחו חליצה, למה זו אם you gave a maima? זוג the Rambam, if you have 10 yivomes and you did a maima, צריחו חליצה כל אחס מהם. Every one of them needs a חליצה. Why it's a chalitza psula now? After a maima, so everyone needs a chalitza psula. And the Rambam, the word kol is in brackets. Zog the Kesef Mishnah, the tool says that it's enough that one of them has a chalitza. For the Kesef Mishnah, I don't know why. Chalitza psula, the Rambam holds like Shmuel, and the Ozzy Yavomis are not muta. So our girsa is very good. While it's a chalitza psula, everyone needs a chalitza. Zog the Vel, the tool, this Rambam is talking that there's one Yavom, not a lot of Yavomim. There's one Yavom. As is one Yavam, Avad is one Chalitza Psula, is enough? All of them apostle, when all of them apostle, is enough one of them. It's not two Yavamim. What? I'm not saying, we're speaking on the two. Our Girsa is Koil, because the Tzur that we have in the Rambam, but Enoch and Avad, it's Samakasha, but I'm saying, he will be an Efkimin Elemaise. You have 10 Yavamis and you did Maima, now all of them apostle le Chalitza. How much Chalitzas you need? So if you have a lot of brothers, avada chalitza psula doesn't help. But if you have one brother, so if we say that when it's one brother, chalitza psula helps for all of them. As they be, there's no difference a lot of one. The whole chilik is that in chavil avim, the other ones were mutter. But here all of them are psulas, so avada one chalitza psula will help for everyone. So that comes nothing. Those design the machlekes, the two girsois. Not the machlekes belong this. If we go as coin, we might, there's more brothers. Actually, yes, it's a kasha either way. What are we saying now? That when in the case that all of them apostle, when it's one brother, is enough one chalitza. When it's five brothers, or everyone does chalitza to one of them, or you chalitza all of them, why the Rambam Halacha Yud Aleph will say so? In Halacha Yud Beis, it says cloth. The two echetimtzes. Basically, we're asking a kasha in this vault. It sounds such a posh to vault. That when everyone is apostle, or all of them do, or when it's one brother, or one of them does, or all of them have chalitza, the chilek that we said is very arangizetz. And aloch yud aleph, lechu, it needs a shtickel esbo. Aloch yud aleph needs a shtickel esbo. Chazal say, you heard them all, as b'shas matn teire, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the teire. He gave the teire on Har Sinai. It's against what the goyim really believe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like this, Klal Yisrael will stand at the bottom. The Kohanim will go closer. The Zkenim, Aaron v'Chur, and then Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? Not everyone is the same. In our emunah, there's no musik, everyone is the same. Sido Kohanim, Sido Melochim, Sido Poshtayid. And not everyone has the same rights. It's a bazun b'ra shkofetz. From Ashkofer Shir the Zach. That's what the Goyim are trying to mashrish, that every person has the same. It's an Ishtar HaZazach. The Rambam says, Talmid Chochem Mamzer, Odif Mikoyen HaMeoritz. But Mikoyach HaTeire, a person, even from a lower position, could be in a higher Madreg. But in Yiddishkeit, in Yidden, it's not for Shir the Madregis. Am Yisroel, Koyamim, Levim, Skeim, it's not for Shir the Madregis. When Azeh is given the Kabbalah HaTeire. And the Kabbalah Sateira, the way of Har Sinai was, the way when people called Israel, saw the Torah, they saw, and the Baron, they saw everyone. Then they saw the Koyan, then they saw the Skevi. The closer to Hashem, you saw the Yechidi. So again, we'll ask from Rav Shach Amol, where is our Kabbalah Sateira? Our Kabbalah Sateira is the Sof Zman. Then you see, in the beginning of Zman, everyone is around Har Sinai. This is Klal Israel, yeah? In the middle of Zman is not the Koyan. Then, the ones that attack it, Zeuche, Likonos Lefnayim V'Lefnim, these Yechidim that stand up, these are the ones that attack it, Zeuche, to Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. These are the ones that attack it, that are going to Mekabel Pnei Hashchina. Chofetz Chaim state that, when Motzi Yom Kippur, Chofetz Chaim says, in Mishtabur, to sit and learn, because not a lot of people are learning, because this is man. A Zman has a Seder. A Zman has from the beginning of Zman to the end of Zman. Some people have Onsin, they have to go. But it doesn't pattern. Not only that. If someone comes and he learns, it's Neutel Keneged Kulo. So this is Dvorim Pshutim. I'm saying, Mitzad Sheini, Medat Machen Dos Leif, for the people that attack Yidei Moshe Kvedim Shteit, Ve'aron Bechur, Tomchu B'yodon Mizeh Mizeh. So I thought in Armis Geres, Bezos Hashem, will start Yom Rishon, Taflame, the sugya for Nesro, is a light sugya. It's light bichlal, and for sure it's light after chalitza psula. Yeah, it's mamish, it's like dessert after chalitza psula. It's So the flame, forget. I think it's a sikkum. It's a lot of mishnayos. We'll go do all the sugis there. Stack it behind some also a sikkum. Forget. I think it's a double shalom. If you learn the sugis from Nesra, Inavainik, the Rashbos, and the Rishonim, after all the sugis that we learned in Yevomis, and you see it in Mekoyma, you see it at the Ritik Eveg, Be'ezus Hashem will have Siyata Dishmaya. And I'll say, Nochamol, the Yechidim are the ones that are climbing in Al Sinai. The other ones that are left, Rachmonis of them. Together, Be'ezus Hashem will have Siyata Dishmaya.